Daf Yud Beis. So we got to the last line of Yud Aleph and Beis. We were talking yesterday about the Tainis Shalos, which was like a partial fast day. The person was not makabel upon himself. So the Gemara just clarifies his last point. What exactly is a Tainis Shalos? The Gemara says Amar of Chista, going on to now Daf Yud Beis. Had the Amar misanin l'shalos. What we talk about a person who fasts for a few hours, not a full complete Tainis Shalim. Who shall lo tam klum ad ha'erif? It's a person who didn't eat the entire day. He didn't eat until the evening. So Gemara says, what do you mean? That's a tainus shalos. Amar le'abai, ha tainus malayasa. That's a person who fasted the whole day. That's not a tainus l'shalos. And the Gemara finally clarifies, what exactly is tainus l'shalos? Tainus l'shalos is lo tzricha de'imlech emluchim. It's talking about a situation, if you just look at Rashi to explain the details, Rashi around 10 narrow lines down says, Rashi, lo tzricha de'imlech emluchim, kolomar lo haya b'dayta klal l'sanam. So he didn't plan on fasting at all. Today's Wednesday, he didn't plan on fasting. He got very busy with whatever it is, the housework, business. Came around noon, he didn't eat anything. He said, you know what, I'm fasting right now. Shki is only, it stays only a few hours. Let me just fast the rest of the day. When the midday reached, he decided, you know what, I already fasted until the afternoon. I'll fast the rest of the day. And that's called a Tainus L'shalos. And you don't say Aneinu because since you're not Makabel the day beforehand, it's not considered a full-fledged Tainus. So now the Gemara says, still talking about a Tainus, Amar Rav Chista. Called Tainus Shaloshaka Lav Chama, Lav Shmei Tainus. Any fast day that did not experience the Shkia, which meant a person did not fast until Shkia, that's not called Tainus. You need to fast until Shkia. So there's a discussion, does Shkia mean Shkia? Does it mean Tzeis HaKochavim? And we assume it means Tzeis HaKochavim. A few answers are explained why we wait to Tzeis if the Gemara says Shkia. So the Gemara says because the one answer is we don't really know exactly when Shkia is. It's unclear. Tzeis is really going to be saving us from all any Shaila. Furthermore, Shkia, when we call Shkia means when the sun begins to go down. The Gemara here means when the sun completely goes down, which is equivalent to what Tzeis HaKochavim is. Either way, we assume until Tzeis. So the Gemara then says, "Meisive anche mishmar misanin v'lo mashlimin anche mishmar." When they'd work, the quantum would work as their week to work in the base of Mikdash, so they would fast, but they wouldn't complete the entire fast. Why not? Rashi explains here, "V'lo mashlimin v'lo yifish shehein asukin ba'avoda ve'en yochal lahashim." They're busy doing avoda. You can't expect them to fast and have a busy day in the base of Mikdash. But either way, we see that they could fast, and it's called the fast, even though they didn't complete the fast. Alma says Rashi. That's called fasting, even though they haven't completed it. So how could Rav Chista say that called Tainus Shalosh Shakal of Chama Lav Shmei Tainus by the Anshe Mishmar? It is called a Tainus, even though they did not complete it. And the Gemara says, "No Hasam Litzri Nafshei Ba'almahu." There, they were not really fasting, but they wanted to participate in the tzara of the tzibur, so they wanted to be mitzara themselves, whatever they're able to do. But they couldn't complete the times because they're busy doing their voda. But it wasn't for the sake of fasting, it was for the sake of being mitzara nafshayu imat tzibur. Where it brings another kasha, tashma. Damar Rabbi Eliezer bar Tadok, ani b'mnei b'anav shosin av ben binyam, and I come from the lineage of this particular family. Upam achas, one time, chal tisha b'av lios b'shabbos. So this was the family where they would dedicate, the different families would dedicate, we'll see this later on in the Masechta, I forget which parak, the different families, the different days of the year, where different families would have their day that they dedicate wood to the base of Mikdash. It was there's a chos, they had a big property, a lot of forest, they dedicate wood. So he came from the family that their day to dedicate was Asar B'Av, the 10th of Av was their day of dedication. So what happened one time was, Pam Achas, Chal Tisha B'Av, Lios B'Shabbos. So Tishra fell on Shabbos. Of course, we know we don't fast on Shabbos. So v'dachinu la'acha Shabbos, they pushed off the fast day till Sunday, which is the 10th of Av. V'asininu bo v'lo ashliminu. We fasted partially, but we did not fast the entire day. Why? Mipnei sheyantif shalonu. It was a big yantif. To dedicate wood to the base of Mikdash is a chashuv thing. It was like a yantif. So we fasted only part of the day. Ah, we see that this is called a fast day, even though they did not complete the fast day. Says the Gemara, Hasam nami litzuri nafshi ba'almahu. No, it wasn't a real fast. They were just being mitzar themselves to be part of the rest of the tzibur, but that wasn't considered a real bona fide fast. And this is a fascinating Gemara because it's basically there's a big discussion. In the Gemara's Pesach, if you remember Daf Nun, there's also to do melacha on Erev Pesach. Why is also to do melacha on Erev Pesach? Rashi says because it's a very busy day. You're burning chametz, you're making matzah, other things you're doing. It's very busy. Tosa says not true. The reason why it's also to do melacha on Erev Yantif is because it's a day you bring a carbon. A day you bring a carbon is considered a yantif. So they bring a ride from here as well. The day you dedicate etim to the base of Mikdash, that's called the yantif. And the nafkamina would be if it falls out of fast day, a nidcha fast day, like Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos, so Sunday you're having a fast day, so that would be pushed off because of this type of yantah. But this is one of the riyas that the day you bring a karbon, the day you give a dedication to the base of Mikdash, that's actually called a yantif. So there's a Tosfos in Erevin that says, one time there was a maisa that Sarba Av fell out on a Sunday, and there was a bris mila of Rabbeinu Tam, someone in his family, I'm not sure, a son or grandson, and it was on Sunday, on a Sarba Av, and he ended up breaking the fast early because it was called the yantif, because a bris mila is also called the yantif, so you don't have to fast the full day. If you're the Aviya Ben, the Mo, the son that gets brought down in Shochrach, you don't have to fast if it falls out on Asar B'Av. If it falls out on Tisha B'Av, you can't break the fast. You have to wait until the fast is over. But Asar B'Av, you can actually break the fast. So Yaakov Emden asks the question, how could you bring a raya from a carbon in the base of Mikdash that could be Doche, the Asar B'Av, to Bris Mila? Who says that's the same exact halach? He leaves it as a Tzarchin. But the simple pshat is, there's a Yushalmi that says that Bris Mila is considered a carbon, a type of carbon. Many, many connections for this. That's why the sandik is a din, that the sandik who serves one time in the family should not serve as another time in the family, at least for the Ashkenazim, not by the Sfarim, but the Ashkenazim, at least brought down by the Ramah. If you're a sandik for one family, you can't be another child in that same family. Why not? Says the Gemara, because by the Ketores, there's a school of Ashiris, you have to spread the wealth. So if I had it once, I have to give someone else another opportunity for their wealth. What's a Shaykh as a Ketores? So we see from there, there's a comparison of Bris Mila to at least a Ketores, something having to do with Karbanos. So there is a correlation between the Yomtif of a Karban and the Yomtif of a Bris Mila. Gemara now says, further, Tashma, Dama Rabbi Yochanan. Aha, the Tainis, I want to be in Tainis, Ad She'avol LeBeis, until I get home. So which means it's not going to be until Shkia. He could get home way before Shkia, but that's still called the fast. So Gemara says, Hasam l'shmute nafshe mibei nesihu David. Rabbi Yochanan had said this because he wanted to avoid having to eat in the house of the Bei Nasi, and he said, I'm going to call myself a fast until I get home, which means I can't eat in your house, and that was his way of avoiding it, but it wasn't because he was makabel a tainus. It was really to avoid having to eat in the house of the Bei Nasi. Rashi just explains here, two wide lines down, l'shmute nafshe mibei nesihu. He didn't want to be matriach. He didn't want to be involved in the suda. Maybe it was a long suda. Maybe it was too much food. He was trying to lose some weight. Whatever it was, he wanted to avoid this, and therefore it wasn't a real tainus. It was simply to avoid having to eat there. Gemara now says around 6-7 now lines up. Amar Shmuel kol tainus shelo kibal av mibod yom lav shmei tainus. If one was not makabel the day before that he wants to be, he wants to fast the next day. That's not called tainus. You have to have a kabbalah the mincha before. So now the Gemara asks the question, V'yasev Mai, and if he does have a tainus, he fasts without having been mekabel before. And what's that considered? Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Damri L'mefucha D'malya Zeka. It's like an empty canteen of air. It's worthless. You just didn't eat. You fasted. Great. But that's it. There's no Kabbalah, no nether, no anything. So Gemara then asks the question, Eimas Machpile, at what point in the day should a person be mekabel the tainus the day before him? So there's machlokas amarayim here. Rav amar b'mincha, Shmuel amar b'tfilas mincha. Rav says in the time of mincha, and Shmuel says no, in the during davening, during the actual tfila. So amar of Yosef, Rav Yosef says kavase de Shmuel mestaver. Rav Yosef, Shmuel, who holds during davening, makes more sense. Why? Because it says dichsim b'megilas tainus at the very end of megilas tainus, which we discussed a few times already. Now it says lahen the all those days listed that you're not allowed to fast, that are shtikl yamtif, ko inish, diyaser alavai mikademes, dina yaser. Anybody who mikademes earlier had been mikabel yaser, we'll see that lashon in a second, but it's a lashon of being mikabel tainus. The person with mikabel tainus at the beginning of the year, and for a series of 10 fast days, let's say, and let's say one of the megillas tainus, one of those days, falls out on his accepted fast day, so that's what's referring to, so the din would be, you wouldn't fast in those days, the yamtif is docha, your kabbalah. But either way, the Lashon Yiyaser is used. Yud Samech Resh. What does that mean? My love, Yiyaser Asmo B'Tzilo. Tzilo is in Tfila. Does it not mean a person is Mekabel himself during davening? He's Yiyaser himself during davening. He takes upon Lashon of Aser. He Asers himself during davening. And the Gemara says, Lo, Yiyaser Atzmo. It's not referring to davening, rather it's referring to, if you just look at Rashi, Rashi says here, look at Rashi, Yiyaser B'Tzilo B'Tfila. Run halfway down the wide lines. Rashi says, "V'lo kabla lai b'tfilas mincha." If he didn't accept the tainus during davening, lo dachi lahanech hani yamatovim, he cannot push off the yamatovim. Alma the ikar tainis by the kabule betfilas mincha ilave. He asked him a kabul during davening. Vilo kabul elayu betfila hamincha lo asaklum. Because the lashon of yaser Rashi says the lashon the aser lashon of aser neder. And betilos tzulsa means to daven. So you see that person has to be makabel himself during tefillah. So the Gemara says no. It means just simply to say it. Yasa means to just make a statement of aser, but doesn't mean during tefillah itself. So the Gemara says the truth is it's really a pliga by Rabbi Yechiah, Rabbi Shimon. They argued was a lashon by Rabbi Yechiah amar ye aser, v'chad amar ye aser. One is yud yud, one was yud alf. What's the difference? So Rashi says v'chad amar ye aser with an alf. The lohave tani ye aser betzilo. The mashma dafka kedamrin imakabal tefias mincha ilah. Somehow the word ye aser means during tefillah, and somehow the word ye aser means you makabal yourself as a neder even outside the context of tefillah. So that's a machlokas Rav Shmuel, machlokas Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon. What was the girsa of Megillas Tainis? So man the dasa ye aser kedamrinam. We had the language of Megillas Tainis, which had the double yud, which means during tefillah. Well, the man the damar ye aser with an aleph ma'i. What's his raya? It says the Tanya Megillas Tainis kol inish de yaser alavei mekademes dana ye aser. So here the Megill, the different nusach has the aleph. So the different girsas ketan. How does it work? How's a person mekabel tainis? The Brisa says. He says, I want to fast every Monday, Thursday of the entire year. And kulo v'irabam yam tov maksum at Megillas Tainis. And turns out, some of the Mondays, Thursdays will inevitably be days where it's listed as a Megillas Tainis yam tov. Im nidru kodim legezerah senu. If his nether was accepted before the gezerahs kicked in, the gezerahs were overturned where they made a yam tov, yaftil nidro es gezerah senu. Then his nether, which predated the bittul gzera, his nether wins. If our gzera, our institution of the Yom Tovin, were prior to his linidro, then tibatul gzera senu es nidro, our gzeras, our yomtif, will override his nether. So then the Gemara says, is still on the topic of tainus, tan rabbanim. And masay olcha v'shosef. Until when could a person eat? Right, it's the night before a fast day. So let's say tomorrow's a fast day. So when's the last time I have to stop eating? So Gemara says, adal sashachar. I can eat all night long until Allah says shachar. At that point, I must stop eating. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer Bar Shimon. Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Eliezer Bar Shimon Omer Ad Kros Agever. He says a little bit earlier when the chickens or the roosters crow, whatever that they do. So that's earlier. That's when you have to stop eating. So Amar Bai says Lo Shonu Elo Shlo Gmar Sudaso. This is only permitted, meaning that you're allowed to eat until the morning, until daybreak, only if you didn't finish your meal. Of a gamar sudaso, if you finish dinner the night beforehand, you're not allowed to eat afterwards. If you finish dinner at 7 p.m., you cannot eat the rest of the night either, only if you're suda continued into the night, and then to the morning, then you have to stop in the morning. But if you ended earlier, that's when your fast begins. Is that, Gemara says, Esav, is that really true? Esav, Rava, gamar, v'amad, hareza ochel. If a person finishes eating, then stands up, he's actually allowed to continue eating, even though he finished his supper already. So Gemara says, Hasam kishlo silk. That's when he never really ended his meal. He was eating, he was snacking here and there. So that meant that there was a meal that continued throughout the night. But if he taka finished, he benched and everything, then his meal's over, his fast begins. Ikadami, others say, Amarava lo shanu ela kishlo yashin. Only if he didn't go to sleep is he allowed to continue eating all night. Aval yashin, if he went to sleep, then ein ocha, that's an indicator that he has stopped eating and now his fast begins. So this is a question of a person that a lot of people like to wake up in the morning before a fast day, have a little coffee, have a little breakfast. According to this Gemara, it seems like that would be incorrect. If a person goes to sleep, a person finishes the Suda, you would not be able to wake up early. But the Heter really is that if a person has in mind that he wants to eat in the morning before the fast, then there would be a Heter. There's other problems with that as well. But according to this question, if you had in mind, according to the Gemara, had in mind, you would actually be able to wake up before the fast. Gemara then says, Abai asks the question, Yashin Vamid, Hareza Ochel, a person goes to sleep and he gets up, he can eat. We just said that when you go to sleep, game over, you can't eat anymore. Says the Gemara, Hasam bis nisnamnim. What's nisnamnim mean? Hechidami misnamnim, a person's dozing off. I mean, when you're going to a deep sleep, you go into your bed, okay, the fast is over, the fast begins. If you're simply dozing off, that's not called the yashen, legabri this halacha, and one can eat when he wakes up. So what's the definition? Hechidami misnamnim. Amrav Ashi, in the Gemara has this a few times. Whenever it says misnamnim, it always defines what's misnamnim. It says nim v'nol nim. He's sleeping, but not really sleeping. Tir v'lo tir, he's up, but not really up. The Karlev, on he calls name, he responds to you, but he can't give you an explanation of asking a deep shayla. The Chimitchari Le Mitchar, if he asks, do you remember when I was asking you questions the other day, he'll remember what happened. So that's what it means to be dozing off, kind of here, kind of not here. And that would not begin the fast. But anything deeper than that, that would be considered sleep and would end your meal and begin your fasting. Says the Gemara now three lines down. Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rav. Yachid, Shekiba Allah of Tainis, also bin Ilasasano. The Yachid accepts upon himself a Tainis. He has to, now he's not allowed to wear leather shoes. Why not? Because Hashin and Shema Tainis, Tibor Kibalov, the guy simply says, I'm a Kabbal Tainis tomorrow. He doesn't specify what type of Tainis. So we know there's a Tainis Yachid and there's a Tainis Tibor. So the Chashash is, if he didn't specify which type of Tainis, maybe he's a Kabbal upon himself a Tainis Tibor. And a Tainis Tibor requires one to not wear Nilas Asandel, not to wear leather shoes. So since he didn't specify, he's not allowed to wear Nilas Asandel because of this Chashash. So asks the Gemara, so what should he do to avoid such a chashash? So Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila, Leimahach, he should say the following, Lemachar el lefanecha betainis yachid, tomorrow I want to be makabal tainis yachid. And since he specified tainis yachid, then he's certainly allowed to wear his leather shoes. So Gemara then says, Amar Le Rabbanan the Rav Sheshes, Rabbanan said to Rav Sheshes, Haka chazin and Rabbanan, we see the rabbis, the misaymi misnayu, v'as lebe tainisa. So we see that they're wearing shoes and they're coming to the Beit Tainis. They're coming to a place where we're makabel ourselves a fast day. It was a Tainis Tzibur. So Ikbud, he got very upset that he heard other Talmid Chachamim were wearing leather shoes. And it was a fast day. He got upset, Rav Sheshes. He says, Dilma Michanami Acham. Maybe they're eating as well, right? They're not doing this. Maybe they're not eating as well. They're not makabel the Tainis. So he was upset about this. So the Adam Achol is about whether or not the Tainis Tzibur, because we have this Klal Rashi. He says, look at Rashi. Kasi Rabban Latanisa, Betainis Tzibur, and they were wearing leather shoes. The Savri Lake Kishmuel, they held, the rabbis held, who were wearing leather shoes, Kishmuel Damar Ain Tainis Tzibur Bebavel, that there's no Bavel, there's no Tainis Tzibur except for Tisha B'Av, and this was not Tisha B'Av, and therefore he felt that you would be allowed to wear leather shoes. But apparently Rav Sheshes felt that there are other Tainis Tzibur other than Tisha B'Av, and since this was a Tainis Tzibur, there would be an Isser of Nilas Asando. So that was the debate that took place. Whether there's a Tainis Tzibur outside of Tisha B'Av. So Gemara then says that Abaye v'Rava, Maila ki Misaima Apante. When they on Tainis Tzibur, they would wear, Rashi has some French word, but Tosis gives a little more enlightening to us what it means. Tosis writes, Abaye v'Rava Misaima Apante, which is what? Perish b'minal, shen shulayim. There's no soles to leather shoes. So that was not really considered wearing leather shoes, and that would be allowed. That's what they would do on a Tainis Tzibur. Gemara then says, Maremar Umar Zutra, they'd actually switch the right to the left foot and the left foot to the right foot. That would be quite uncomfortable, and that would their way of being makabel the nil sandal on a tiny seabor. Rabbanan debe Rav Ashi, nafke kirchayum, they would walk out regularly. Savri, they felt that you're allowed to wear leather shoes on other tinyos. Why? Kihal damar shmuel, like we just saw in Rashi, ain tiny seabor bebavil elotishbav. And therefore, even if they were makabel a Tainis Tzibur, it would not necessarily aser Nilas Sando because that was limited only to Tisha B'Av. Says the Gemara further now, again, more on the topic of Tainis, Amar of Yehuda Marava, Lo ve'adam Taniso upare. A person could, if you will, borrow a Tainis and he can make it up another day. So if there was a day that he somehow broke a fast, that everyone else was fasting, he can make it up a different day. When they said this to Shmuel, Amar Le, he says to me, Shmuel said to me, V'chi neder kiba alayu, so did they makabel nether upon themselves that if he didn't complete it, he has to make it up? No. The Tzur Nafshi Kabel alive, he was makabel himself to mitzar himself with the rest of the Tzibor. E matzi mitzar nafshi, if he's able to mitzar nafshi, fantastic. E lo matzi lo mitzar nafshi, he can, then he can't. But it wasn't a nether. When the tiniest Tzibor, that's not a Bataris nether. That's a tsar that the Tzibor took upon themselves to end whatever machla, whatever terrible thing is taking place here. But it wasn't Bataris nether, and therefore there's no need to make it up. If you can, great. If you can't be mitzar nafshe, then not to worry. Yikidami, others say, Amr of Yehuda Merav, lo v'adam taniso pareya, a person can borrow tainis and make it up a different day. Kamisa, kamer de Shmuel, when they said this to Shmuel, Amali, Shmuel said to me, pshit, of course, this is obvious you're allowed to. Lo ye ela nether, nether, there's a nether. Mi lo matzi bai lin shlumei, by nether, can you not make it up? Umezel machar v'liyom macharina, make it up on a different day. So this yikidami is completely different, meaning there's a machlokis here in the Gemara, whether Shmuel felt that a Tainis Tzibur was Betoris Neder, and it's shaykh to talk about Tashlumim, or it wasn't a Neder at all, it was simply about Letzuri Nafshe, and it's only about that day with the tzibur. There's no making up on a different day.
This is a tiny tzibur, or it's his own personal.
Right, the Gemara doesn't explain here, but seemingly it would be a tiny tzibur because the idea of letzar nafshe, I thought, would be letzar nafshe with the rest of the tzibur, but it doesn't really specify in Rashi or the Gemara. It could be. Maybe that could be a dik. It doesn't say here. I wonder if they say on the side here. Let's see what they write here. They actually do say that it's a personal tainus. They say it's a personal tainus. Rabbi Yochanan says it's his own personal tainus here. So it's his personal tainus. He's makabel himself. And there, machlok is whether or not that would be considered a nether, or that would be considered simply mitzar nafshe. If he's able to fulfill the tainus, great. If he can't, okay, nothing to worry about. So then the Gemara says, Rav Yeshua Bered, Rav Idi Ikle, the Bey Rav Asi. So one time they visited the house of Rav Asi, Avdulei Agla Talisa, they made a very nice, fancy calf. It's a third born calf. It's known as a very chush of calf. And Amrulei, the Lito Marmide, they said to him, please taste something, Rav Yeshua, taste a little something. So he says, Amrulei Betanisa, Yasivna, I'm Yoshe Betanisa, I can't eat. Amrulei, so they said to Rav Yeshua, Velozef Mar Lefrara. So borrow it and make up a different day and eat. It's a delicious steak. You're missing out on a great opportunity. Lo sever mar, do you not hold of the din? La hadam or Yehuda marav lova adam v'taniso paria. You could make up a tinus. You could borrow it if you will and make it up on a different day. So do that. I'm telling you, it's worth the steak. Amrle, he says a tinus chalam hu. This is a tinus chalam. I had a terrible dream last night and therefore I need to fast today. V'amarav bar machsiab amarav chamabar guria amarav yofe tinus lechalam ki eish leunuras. Effective is a tinus. Cholom to a bad dream, just as much as fire could burn straw or something. It's very effective, but and adds Rav Chista, Upovoyim has to be that very day, but to have a tiny cholom a few days later after the cholom, it's not effective, so I have to fast today, there's no making it up. The Amr of Yosef, Yafilu b'Shabbos, even if one fasts on Shabbos, meaning Friday night, a person had a terrible dream, you're supposed to fast on Shabbos as a kapara or somehow a tikkun of the bad dream. But how can you fast on Shabbos? You have to have owning Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Liyasav Tanisa Latinus. You have to make up the kapara for fasting on Shabbos. Means you have to do another fast for fasting on Shabbos. But either way, what he comes out from here, a Tanis Chalam must be Boba Yom. And for that reason, Rav Yeshua couldn't make it up. But had it been a Stam Tanis, he took it by himself, he would be able to borrow it and make it up on a different day. Gemara now said, the new Mishnah tells us as follows. We've been talking about a series of fast days when it doesn't rain. So the Mishnah says, Avru Elav Lo Nanu, if the fast days that they initially instituted came and went, and it still did not rain, so Bezdin goes in Gimel Tanyos Acheros Al Tzibur, so Bezdin would now institute another series of three fast days on the Tzibur. And Ochlin Veshosin Mibod Yom, they're only allowed to eat and drink from Mibod Yom, but by the time it gets dark, they have to actually start fasting from nighttime, like Yom Kippur and Tishu, a full 24 hours. V'yasum b'mlacha, they can't do mlacha. U'b'richit, so they can't bathe. The besich v'nisasandel, v'tashur mita, all the enuim apply. V'nol nisamarchatzel, so they lock up the bathhouses and nobody should do richitza. Avru elu, if these more serious fast days pass and still v'lonanu were not answered, then Bezdin goes in a lane, od sheva. They add another 7 fast days, shein yud gimel tanyos al tzibur. This totals now a total of 13 fast days instituted to the tzibur, which are in addition to the 3 that the yechidim had done initially. Hare elu yaseros al rishonos. Now these last 7 are more severe than the earlier ones in that shebe elu masriyin, they blow the shofar, maybe daven, we'll see what that means on tomorrow's daf. V'nol nes hachanios, they lock up the stores. B'sheni on a Monday, they need to eat something by Monday after the fast is over. Matin m'chashecha, they kind of open the door a little bit by evening so people can buy food to break the fast. B'chamisha on Thursday, mutar mipnei kavod Shabbos. Thursday, their stores can be open all day because of kavod Shabbos. They have to shop and prepare for Shabbos. Avru el, if these fast days pass, v'lo nanu, and still we're not answered, m'matin m'asamatin, we start minimizing business. B'binyan u'b'natia, building u'natia, we'll see what those are in the Gemara as well. Be'erus and v'nisun, we minimize the marriages. U'b'shel sholom, b'yam l'chaver, we begin to minimize. People don't greet each other. Kivnei adam nanuzufim. L'makom, as a person was, he was banished from Hashem. He was put in chayrim. That's how we should start, greeting people, which means not to greet people. Look down. And hayachidim, chozim misanim. That was too much to ask for the tzibur to fast any more than we asked them. But now the yachidim go back in, and they start fasting. Misanim ad shiyat nisan. And they continue to fast, seemingly every Monday, Thursday, until Nisan departs. Yatsa Nisan v'yardu k'sham if Nisan passes and it hasn't rained, that's a siman klal. That's a terrible, terrible sign for Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, halok tzirchitim hayom, and so on. The pasuk goes on to say, hayom ekrel Hashem v'iten kolos amater udu ru ki raschem rabba asher asisim be'eni Hashem lishol lachem melech. That you did a terrible things in the eyes of Hashem, and for that reason, we've been punished and cursed without having rain throughout the entire rainy season, including Nisan. So the Gemara now says, okay. So we said, Bishma, I understand Kulu Isbu Tainig. We understand why they asked all the various things of eating and drinking, Rechitza and so on, because they all have a Tainig. We don't want to enjoy ourselves on a Tainis. So I understand Rechitza, it's enjoyable to take a bath and to be clean. Vesicha, I understand. Tashvish Mita, I understand. These are all things that are Tainig. That's why they asked it. About Malacha, Tarhu. Why did they say don't do Malacha? To do Malacha is Sar. If you give me a day off, great, I love my son. I don't have to do any work. That's a wonderful thing, not having to do work. Why are they Asa Malacha? We should have to do Malacha while we're fasting. That would make it much worse. That's even a better way of doing a Tainus. So Amar Rav Chista, you're right. But Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Amar Kra, the base in the Pasuk, which tells us, Pasuk in Yoel, it says, Kadshu Tom Karu Atzera, that the day of the fast was sanctified like Atzera, Isvu Zekanim, and the gathering of Zekanim. So what's the drasha? Ma Kateres, that the day of a tome is like the Ateres, like Shavuos. Ma Ateres, Aser Basiyas Malacha, Av Tainis Aser Basiyas Malacha. There's a shtickle yomtif to a day of a tome, and therefore there's an Isser Malacha. Not because we want to give a guy Taining or Tsar. This Malacha comes because of an Isser Malacha based on the Pasuk. Well, Ima Ateres Meorta, Av Tainis Ami Meorta. If that's the case, that the Ateres kicks in already from the nighttime, the Isser Yomtif, so to the Malacha as well, of the Yantif Shudah as well, of the Tzom, shows to be from nighttime. So Gemara says, Amr of Zera, Didi Mefarshali Minei, Jeb Yimri Bar Abba, it explains me differently. Amr Kar, the Pasuk was comparing a Tzom to not Atzeres, but rather to Isru Zakenim, to the gathering of a Sifas Zakenim. Dumi Das Sifas Zakenim, Ma Sifas Zakenim by Yom, just like when you have a gathering, a Yarchikala, of some sort of meeting, of a Sifas Zakenim, it only takes place by Yom, Av Tzom Nam by Yom, so to the fast, they should only be by Yom as well. Vema mitihara, maybe it should begin at midday, the middle of the day. So Gemara says, Amar of Sheshes, Breda of Idi, Messiah the Rav Huna, this supports Rav Huna, Damar mitzafra kenufya. No, in the morning is when they gather together, not the afternoon, they gather in the morning. So that's why the Tzom begins in the morning, from the daytime, and compared to the Yisiva Zekanim. So if you look at Rashi writes here, Rashi says, Rashi writes, Damar mitzafer kenufya, b'yom tainis tzibur miskapsin abon lebeis ha'knetzin minaboka, from the ready in the morning they come in. So seemingly, we're trying to bring a raya here of the Isser Malacha. So seemingly, the fact that everybody comes together for the Archikala, nobody's doing Malacha, that takes place from the morning, that's raya, the Malacha kicks in from the morning and not from the nighttime. We don't compare this to Atzeres. So then the Gemara says, Heichi Avid, what exactly is a Seda Yom? What's a Seda Yom when it comes to the Siva Zakenim, and then every Tainis, which is modeled after that. The Gemara says, Amar Abayi Mitzafra at Palgad Yomer, from the morning until noon, Mining Bimili Bamasa. They start looking into matters of the city, community issues. Various things come to the table. Mikan Ve'elach, from noon and on, they split the second half of the day up. Riva Dioma Karina Besifra. They read from the Torah, Vaichal. They read from that part of the, from Parsha Kisisa. And but we read on a Tainis. Vaftarasa, they read Aftorah as well. And Mikan Ve'elach, from the rest of the day, the fourth quarter of the day, Beinana Rachman, they begin to daven. That's the Seder Hayom. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, when it comes to Asifa Zakenim, when it comes to Tainis, Vayakumu al Amdom, they stand up, Vayakru B'Sefer Torah Hashem Elokeim, they read from the Torah, Revias Yom for a quarter of the day, Revias Mizvad the Mishachman L'Hashem Elokeim, and the final quarter of the day is when they daven. So that's the Seder of a Tainis Tzibur, like we just said. Ipachana, I would have said the opposite, the Gemara says on top of Yud Gimel. What's the opposite? Says Rashi writes here, the Palga de Yoma Kama have a Kari Mafti Ba'e Rachme. I would have thought that the morning should be the davening, the morning should be Kriyas Torah, and the second half of the day is when you should be Ma'ayin into the Mili of Masa. How come it's the opposite? So Gemara says, Lo Saka Da'itach, no one would think it should be the opposite because we have other Psukim which tells us otherwise. The Chsiv, it says, the Pasuk Ve'elai Yesu Kol Chared B'divre Elkei Yisrael Al Malhagola. That they'll come to me on the matters of the Gola. Now that took place This is referring to the continuation of Ani Yoshim is Shomim Ad Leminchas Erev. I'll sit until Leminchas Erev. So you see from here that the gathering would take place in the morning. Uksiv Minchas Erev Kamti Mitanisi in the Mincha the Erev the Afrasa Kapay Al Hashem. That's referring to the second half of the day whereby they would daven. So based on the pasuk, it would be clear that the morning would take place the discussions of the matters of the city based on that pasuk in Ezra. And the other part tells us that the tefillah would take place in the second half of the day. And therefore, that is the Seder of the Tanya Tzibur. Even though it sounds very different than the way we would have done it, but that is the Seder based on the Pesukim. So let's quickly recap what we did today. We first started talking about the Tanya Shals. It's when a person just decided when he just happened to not eat in the morning, he decided to just may as well fast the rest of the day. That's what we're discussing as the Tanya Tzibur. Then we discussed that called Tainis Shalosh Shaka Alav Chama. That's not called a Tainis. Must be where you fasted until Shkia or Tzitzit HaKochavim. We brought a number of different interesting questions. We spoke about the Yom Tif of those who brought the Eitzim. That's Docha Asar B'Av. You don't have to complete the entire fast day. Then we discussed when a person is Makabu with a Tainis. It requires a Kabbalah. Without a Kabbalah, that's not called a Tainis. Is a Kabbalah in Mincha time or Tfilas Mincha time? That was Machlokas based on different yourselves of the Megillah's Tainis. Then we spoke about when the last time a person could eat before the Tainis, either Ad Mor Shachar or Ad Kros HaGever. Machlokas, if a person to the Ikadamriza, a person goes to sleep, can he wake up and eat? If a person ends his meal, can you wake up and eat after that? Different discussions with the Gemara. And then about the person who makabel himself a tainis stam, doesn't specify which type of tainis, he can't wear niyus sandal because maybe he was a makabel a tainis tzibur, but lemais we paskin that there's only one tainis tzibur, that's Tisha B'Av, all other tainis is tainis yachad certainly, and even a tainis tzibur, one would be able to wear leather shoes. It's only Tisha B'Av, which is the tainis tzibur. Then we discussed the lover adam tainiso, pare, a person could borrow tainis and make it up. Shmuel on one mandamar argues it's not true, it's not a neder, it's just letzar nafshe. If you could do it, great. If you can't do it, you can. Or the other mandamar says, no, of course it works because it's a neder, and of course you can make up a neder. So those are two ikadamris in Shmuel's opinion. Then we had the case of Yeshua, who was at the house of Yeshua Bereder of Rav Yeshua Bereder Av. He was the house of Rav Asi, who gave him a very nice steak, but he couldn't eat it because he was fasting. He wasn't able to borrow the fast and pay it up because this was a tainis chalom that's only effective at Bobayom. Then we had the Mishnah about the series of fast days, the additional chumras, as they went on and on without any rain, and those different details. And then the source of Isser Melacha, based on initially connecting to Atzeres, then connecting it to a Sifat Zakenim, and then the Seder Hayom, how the Pesukim describes. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.